This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Now, I wonder if you can remember back to the 1982 movie, The Man from Snowy River. Very successful movie, had several awards, a truly Australian story. Among others, this young man called Jim, who earned the right and respect of others. He was quite a hero, recapturing a young colt that had got away who was living with the wild Brumbies. Now, it was a good storyline. There was certainly some great action in it. Had elements of a good film. Jim was the hero, and most Aussies like their heroes. And I guess it's part of the Australian character to hold up and honour people who've distinguished themselves in some way. Now, sometimes heroes are unlikely people, ordinary, maybe poor, hard-working people. There's no class distinction when it comes to heroes. And the man from Snowy River, yeah, that defines the quality of a hero, down to earth, true bloke. We call a dinky die. A cobber, a battler of a bloke, honest as the day is long, not afraid of hard yakka, we say. And it's the story of a young mountain man in Australia exceeding all expectations as he becomes a man. And, of course, he wins the favour of a young lady for whom he's fallen in love. And when Jim returns to the shock of all, having single-handedly gathered in all these stray animals left behind by the drovers, there was a tremendous story here. There's a story of a beautiful stallion, and whether he's running down the side of the mountain, he's a great horse. He stands up on his back hooves, and you can really admire the strength and the grace of this horse. But the horse was out of control, and he was a menace, leaving destruction behind, leading other horses astray. And not until our hero, Jim, captures that stallion and brings him under control does the animal become valuable. As the story goes, Jim grew up with horses. He learned from his dad and the famous drover called Clancy, and he had the ability to do what finally brought him recognition and affirmation. He was a man. Well, I guess that what attracts me to this story is that I was born in the Snowy Mountains area, and I've seen some of that rugged country that Banjo Paterson's poem depicts, and I was brought up on a farm in that area. But I want to say something about the spirit of Jim, the young man in the story who became a man, the man from Snowy River. Just think of that title for a moment. He proved himself. The story reveals his father was killed and he had a rugged time growing up. Well, will this kid be any good? Is he really as good as his father? Well, in the end, he proved he was, and he faced up to the challenge of life. And I'm sure, when you think about it, that's what we all, us men, we want to do. We know life's not simple and we face challenges and setbacks. And none of us likes these difficult situations. It's one of the deepest desires, I guess, to avoid difficulties. And a lot of our prayer is that we won't have these difficulties. But as we trust God, God is our Heavenly Father, we can face things. And do you know that the challenges of life, just as they were for Jim, can be a blessing in disguise? Now, I think there are four ways to deal with these challenges. The first way is to run back to the past and live there. You know, many things in the past were good. But you can't run back. The second way is to handle the challenge by escaping to the future. We can't live presuming things are going to be a certain way. Don't get caught up in the future. Thirdly, detach yourself from the challenge. In this detached state, people live in the present, but they don't admit or commit to what's going on today. They grumble and complain. And the fourth way, which is the best way, is to take the present situation, transform it, and to face the challenges. Everyday challenges come to us, don't they? Pleasure and pain. There's no going back. But Jesus is the one that we should look to. He marched straight forward. He faced temptation in the wilderness, the Bible says. He took 12 ordinary men. He made them apostles, and they did amazing things. So Jesus was able to do amazing things. So if you want a hero in that true Australian sense, become a Christian and live for Jesus, because I can assure you, just as the movie showed, there's lots of adventure as you give your life to Jesus. Well, Lord, sometimes we're slow to learn these lessons. We stumble on each day, but guide us to a divine light, Lord, and switch that light on so that we can see what it is that we're doing and we can be released from some of these issues that drag us down. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.